Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, as always, joined by WABE Medical Analyst Dr. Ford Vox. Dr. Vox, in this segment, I understand we're going to go all the way back to the late 1700s.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about homeopathy today, and that's because homeopathy is big business. You'll see homeopathic remedies on store shelves at local markets like Sprouts and Whole Foods, and even regular drugstores like CVS. Many consumers may not know what they're buying when they pick up a product for, say, you know, a cold or flu that's labeled homeopathic. And despite packaging claims to the contrary, there's no evidence that they work.
Well, why are they being sold if they don't work?
Well, back when a German physician named Samuel Hahnemann first came up with the theories behind homeopathy over 200 years ago, regular medicine didn't have much to offer for many conditions either. Drugs were often quite toxic. Common practices like bloodletting caused harm in many cases. Traditional medicine, of course, uses active drugs and detectable concentrations and real procedures, and that's a field that's needed regulation and attention for a long period of time. It's always balancing benefit and harm.
So homeopathic remedies, are they basically safe?
Homeopathy has unusual and unsubstantiated claims, chiefly that you can cure or treat diseases with poisons that cause the same symptoms as the disease once they're diluted. The dilutions might be so high that nothing remains in the final product. Yet homeopathy says the water that's left over remembers the substance that used to be in it. The end result is that so long as they're highly diluted, homeopathic remedies are going to be harmless.
So I'm trying to wrap my head around why something on the store shelf sold as a cold remedy doesn't have any evidence behind it.
The FDA has really taken a kid glove approach to the homeopathy industry, again, because of this dilution scenario. The FDA's number one concern is a product's safety, not whether or not it works. So that's why the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, finally got involved last year. And they're now insisting that every homeopathic product's advertising and labeling explain that there's no scientific evidence the product works, and that their claims are based on theories from the 1700s that are not accepted in modern medicine.
And that's pretty powerful language. Are we talking about the end of homeopathy?
It's a belief system that's grown up alongside modern medicine, and it enjoys the benefit of, again, being largely harmless and having a placebo effect if you believe in it. A sizable anti-authority chunk of the population might even view the lack of government and doctor endorsement as a positive. I'll add that though these products are safe if they're made, you know, precisely right, the FDA has been on the case of a homeopathic baby teething product, tablets and gels, where it's gotten reports of serious reactions like seizures. These products contain infinitesimal amounts of belladonna. That's a plant whose chemicals can cause seizures and many other serious symptoms. The FDA has found the toxins at higher amounts than the company has reported on the labels. One of those companies, Highlands, which is based in LA, says the FDA is wrong and that the levels it found are harmless. When the FDA told Highlands to recall this product last month, they actually said no.
That's pretty bold.
Indeed. And Highlands told me they're no longer making the product. But I spoke to an FDA spokeswoman this week who told me the agency is concerned about Highlands baby teething products still in the supply chain reaching customers. Only a recall would really effectively remove them. After speaking with her, I purchased some online, confirming her concerns. That product hasn't arrived to me yet, but the retailer who took my order says they've shipped it to me.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. Let us know if that arrives. In the meantime, I imagine we're probably going to look a little more skeptically at those grocery store shelves.